We're pulling into the pasture right now, and we have 200 acres out here.
After working 30 years in the oil fields, Kenneth Getch, who everybody calls Gabbo, bought property in Burleson County. Out here, he raises cattle that stop to lap water from an artesian well. He hunts deer on his land. He says it's his own little piece of heaven.
I guess people have bay homes or like to be on a jet. I like to sit through and look through a pair of binoculars and watch a mama have a baby deer or cow have a baby or enjoying life.
But Getch believes his quiet way of life is being threatened by the proposed Vista Ridge Pipeline. If San Antonio Council members give the go-ahead, the pipeline will transport water from the Carrizo-Wilcox Aquifer and the Simsboro Formation beneath Burleson and Milam counties, sending the water 142 miles to San Antonio's growing population. Conflicting hydrology reports reach different conclusions about how the pumping will affect the aquifers, and that has Getch questioning whether the local groundwater district knows enough about how the aquifer will respond when pumped.
There's faults in here, and they do not know how the water penetrates between them faults, how fast it goes through, or how fast our recharge is. And I'm almost thinking we're going to pump water faster than we can recharge it.
Andy Hoverak is another rancher with 600 acres.
I would love to see this project shut down, I'll be honest.
At a picnic table under a towering oak, Hoverak and Getch draw diagrams of the aquifer formations to explain their concerns. Hoverak is a former member of the Post Oak Savannah Groundwater District Board. That's the agency charged with making sure pumping doesn't remove too much water from the aquifers. He doesn't believe the safeguards are in place to protect shallow wells.
The people in the north end of the Simsboro, where there's no formations below it, where the outcrop is, their water wells will be gone. Those people will be out of water and will have to have water piped to them.
A growing number of landowners have also come to that conclusion, thanks in part to the numbers crunching of their neighbor, Curtis Chubb. Chubb has been looking at aquifer reports and writing about them. He claims the Post Oak Groundwater District has already failed to respond to situations where the aquifer has fallen below levels that require action. Chubb believes the amount of pumping planned with Vista Ridge will doom wells that draw from the Simsboro Formation.
When it drops 300 feet, for example, which is the desired future condition for our two counties, the wells in Milam County will be dry.
That's not going to happen.
Gary Westbrook is the general manager of the Post Oak Groundwater District, the local agency responsible for making sure the aquifers aren't drained. He says the facts are complex, and the critics don't really understand what's going on.
All right, so this is the Carrizo-Wilcox Formation.
In an hour-long presentation, Westbrook explains how the groundwater formations are aligned and how the district expects the aquifer to behave.
You know, the nice thing about this aquifer is that there's so much water, it's so flexible. I don't know that you'd ever see a time when you would cut people off. You would maybe curtail. But, yes, if we ever had to, certainly we have that authority. And we have documents on file signed by the permit holders. And they admit that we have this authority.
Westbrook says he too raises cattle on land that relies on the aquifer. And he takes his responsibility seriously.
There's nothing more precious to me other than my salvation, my relationship with the Lord, than the family farm and having my kids able to come back here and settle someday or my grandkids and know that if they come back here to live, they'll be able to have water.
Sitting under the oak tree, Gabbo Getch and Andy Hoverak talk about other worries. A leasing agent who's threatened property owners who don't want to sell their water rights. The pittance paid to those who sell their water while leasing agents cash in. But Getch says the big worry is running dry because San Antonio is growing and thirsty.
San Antonio's already outgrowing itself faster than it can. And on top of that, they have the best aquifer in the world. And they want to cover it up and then go get somebody else's water? Stop and think. Respect me.
Getch says he'd be less opposed to the pipeline if the water level at which pumping stopped was much higher. But without that, he doesn't believe his property is protected, and he wants the pipeline stopped. Shelley Koffler, Texas Public Radio News.